Hello, this is Pastor Deborah again of the Hidden Kingdoms channel here on YouTube and on Instagram, Pastor Deborah Forever, and on LinkedIn and X at Pastor Deborah Schleich. I have a lot of videos, a lot of spiritual teachings to help you spiritually grow and mature and become free so you can become all that you were ever created to be, a spiritual, righteous king, leader, ruler, spiritually, from the kingdom of heaven, in your spirit, out through your soul and physical body. You were to help rule this natural world, the plants, the animals, the land, the sun, the stars, the gravity, through the unseen rulership of the kingdom of heaven, where you are an offspring, a child of God Himself, which I didn't know, except it took years of study to find out. But first, before I could become that, the me that I had in my soul, Jan, as you have been learning, had to die. I was asked that question, would I die for someone else? Soldiers do it. They give their lives. Mothers will do it. Animal mothers will do it. People will die to save others. If they have a loving, righteous heart, they will stand against enemies of all kinds for their children, for others, for little ones. And I was asked if I would. And I said yes. And that began the process that leads up to this story called It's Time. Jan, in my soul, who I created in the fifth grade, when I walked into my fifth grade elementary school in Dalrada, Montgomery, Alabama, and said my name was Jan. That was my middle name. My given name was Deborah Jan, but there were other Debbies and Debs in there, and I wanted to be different. And my family never called me by my rightful full name, Deborah. In fact, Deborah was a Jewish judge of Hebrew nations of Israel. Deborah's mother's name was Sarah. Father's name was Joseph. All of that was designed by God. I didn't know that. But this person, who you're listening to, became Jan in the fifth grade. Jan became evil and wicked and lustful, lied, cheated, did all kinds of horrible stuff, just never got caught. And that Jan had to die. That person that I created in my soul, who had done such horrible things. And I was asked one night, many years ago, would I get on a cross and die, so that a wicked, evil Satanist, a witch, one who knowingly was serving Satan, could live. And I said yes. And this story you've been listening to is all about that. And my discovery of who Jan was and who this new person was to be, Deborah. And Deborah changed her name on everything, her checks. She tore up wedding announcement because she got married under Jan. She stayed married to the same husband. She said she would honor Jan's vow to this man, whose name was John, and make sure he got buried in the military cemetery upon his death. But in front of family and friends and everywhere, I became Deborah. Then I became Pastor Deborah, and here I am. And here you are, a student and a disciple, listening to this story. And this is going to be episode number 25 of story number 28 called It's Time. And you can find this in the School of Light on the YouTube channel, The Hidden Kingdoms. And you can find it on the website of www.agapeloveishere.org. under the Kingdom of Agape Love, Volume 1. It's near the end of Volume 1, and then we'll begin Volume 2. The powerful true stories that I lived through, was a part of, and still am. So here, let's pick up in episode number 25. And we had been just finished when God had spoken to Satan, who was standing over Pastor Deborah, who spiritually had been taken from her own physical body in her son's house. When God said, "It's time," he took my spirit and put it inside of a physical body in a satanic meeting. And Satan was standing over me with a knife and was bringing it down to kill the body and thus kill me. But as the knife came down, you heard, it dissolved. And God spoke and said, "You could not kill her, for she is not Jan who took the vow." Jan willingly said she would die. She died that night, but I, Deborah, did not know that. So you be very careful with your words, who you bless, who you curse, what you say you'll do and don't do. It's your words are powerful. God had to teach me by watching the movie, The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, which we were watching. As Aslan went to the stone tablet to help save Edwin, who had become a traitor to his family for treaty, and he found out he was deceived and that he had turned against his own brothers and sisters for some sweet treats. And the White Witch, she knew the law. A traitor's blood belonged to her. That is Satan's law, because that is how God gave it to Satan. So Satan was coming to get his property, to kill Deborah. And what would happen to this Jan? Spiritually, her spirit would go into hell and be tortured in fire and tormented by Satan as one of his. She would not go to the kingdom of heaven. Her physical body and life would have been over with, and her spirit would have been taken down into the deep depths of hell. But there was a deeper magic, both in the movie Narnia and with God, that Satan did not understand. That when an innocent one, Jan, even though Jan was not innocent, she sacrificed herself for others, who would stand in the place for others, for traitors, to be free and forgiven. Death would have no legal power or rights to hold on to the innocent one in death or in the grave. This worked both for Satan's person and for Deborah. Now, Jan did not know that Deborah was there in seed form, and that Deborah was the real spiritual forever person. Jan gave up her life so others could live. She took a vow. She said she would. And Jan, believe it or not, she found out she died that night. And Deborah arose out of the grave, out of the tomb, a new person in the living word of agape love. So let's pick up in episode number 25. The one who already spiritually was dead and had died, Jan, also had already given her life for those in Satanism and was now buried in the likeness of death with Christ Jesus in a tomb, and arose out of the grave as a resurrected new creature that had never been created before. Deborah arose. The example that was shown to me was in the movie Jesus of Nazareth. 6-hour movie. I learned what resurrection looked like. How the physical body has changed and the spirit that carried all the sins of all of humanity did go to hell, but rose from the grave, resurrected, and brand new. A spiritually new person, new man, doesn't mean male, born of agape love and light, a non-gender spiritual being, a son of God, that means offspring, a God itself, a king, a judge, a lord, eternal in the spiritual likeness and image of its Creator, its Father and Mother, the Heavenly Father, the Most High God Himself. The old man, the old bottle, the old spiritual identity, Jan, the flesh, Jan, was now forever buried and dead. Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, was now a truly resurrected spiritual being, a forever person, a new spiritual bottle, a new being filled with new wine, that's new identity, new truth, new identity, new righteousness, to overflowing and to ever flowing throughout all of eternity. I had a well that I would drink from that would never run dry. And I was also a river that was forever flowing to others. Deborah had finally come into the spiritual identity that its Creator desired. Deborah had arisen out of the spiritual death of Jan. Deborah, pure, undefiled, unpolluted, no ungodly soul ties. Deborah, not Jan, was now alive and in total spiritual control. Yet Deborah still had the knowledge of Jan's memories and life, but they were not Deborah's. So they had no power, no legal rights over her, and they could not be used to bring Jan back to life from the grave unless Deborah gave her own permission for them to come alive again. That worked, and if I admitted I used to be Jan, I used to know you, and all of Jan's memories I took back on myself. I had to tell people I don't know who you are. My words had to reflect a new identity. I had to say my name. I changed my checks, my name with my phone, everything on social media. Jan died. Oh, Satan tried to get Jan back alive so many times. And I had to say, no, that was Jan's memory. I, Deborah, never lived in that house. I never married John. Jan did. I never had a biological son. Jan did. Remember, I told you I had to go to my son and say, Jan was dead. Would you be my spiritual child? And he said, yes. I told my husband I changed my name to Deborah, but he still called her Jan, but his words didn't count. Only what I said and what I agreed to and what my will counted. I've rebuked many things and said, that's not me. I never did that. I never did drugs. I never drank. I never smoked. And I even tell myself I'm not even married to this man named John. Legally in the world, it is, but spiritually, it's not. Deborah still had one more of its spiritual identity to come into its spiritual fullness, to become alive and into its reality in her spiritual heart and mind and soul. Deborah had already been spiritually renewed. And the spiritual identity of being a new person, a new forever person, in Christ, the living Word. I was now a new bottle. I had a new identity that was being spiritually filled with the new and never-ending wine, truths, knowledge, revelations, wisdom, counsel, life itself, power, authority, dominion. Deborah was a child of God, a royal priest unto God, a king of the kingdom of heaven, a ruler, a son, an offspring of God of creation himself. Deborah had become a spiritual ambassador, minister of agape love from the Heavenly Father's own heart, a spiritual ambassador, minister of the government of the kingdom of heaven. Go study ministers. You can be an evil one, a greedy one, a lustful one, or a righteous one. I had become a spiritual judge of the kingdom of heaven, a spiritual prophet for the Lord, a spiritual mother, a shepherd of the kingdom of heaven, a teacher of and from the kingdom of heaven, a spiritual deliverer of the kingdom of heaven, a spiritual shepherd and guardian of the spiritual Garden of Eden on earth. Whew. Deborah had truly taken on so much that was shown to us through Christ, through the body of Jesus when he walked on the earth. But you have to study so much more. Now Deborah had to spiritually renew to herself and fill her new bottle, her new spiritual identity, with new spiritual wine, new truths, revelations, wisdom, understanding, power, might, authority, continually, and drinking it to its overflowing in all the knowledge of being, this was the hard part, a God herself. That's right. I am a life-giving spirit. I create spiritual things. I speak and it can be done. You have to understand what the word God means. It means a self-sustaining one. Nothing sustains my spirit but the light, the truth of God himself. I am a Lord. I own the earth and everything that was given to all humanity in the beginning. I had to learn how to be this on earth as I am in the kingdom of heaven spiritually. I had to bring this unseen rulership and leadership through my spirit to my soul. But I had to do everything in righteousness. I had to study words and speaking, decrees, edicts. So I watch history, dramas. I learn, I watch, I study. I was already this in God's eyes and heart of my Creator. I was a new spiritual creation, a new creature, made in the exact image, king and ruler. According to Genesis 1:26-28, I had received the blessings from God in God's womb of being a leader, a ruler with dominion and authority on earth. And the likeness, that's the mama side, agape love, of my heavenly father and mother. And I want to end this episode right here because we're going to get into some scriptures that tell us more about this so you can learn who you're to become spiritually and what part of you has to die so a new bottle can be created, a new identity, and you will have your story of its time. All right, I'll check with you in the next episode. This is Pastor Deborah. Bye-bye.